Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is December 1st. I don't know either. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here once again.
Still, we'll say. Yeah, still. Also with me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
All right. Excellent. Glad to hear it. So we're ringing in December with an article, Andrew, that you wrote about something called Grinch bots.
So, yeah, this seems like it's a timely article as we're going into the holiday season. So this report comes from PC Mag. They write that a group of Democratic lawmakers are reintroducing this bill. It's called the Stopping Grinch Bots Act, to outlaw the use of automated bots to buy retail goods from websites. And the reason is because for the past year or so, there have been scalpers buying things like all the new graphics cards or the PlayStation 5, probably Xbox 2, a bunch of different stuff, using these automated bots to buy them before real people can, and then of course resell them on some place like eBay for probably double the price.
Yep. Or I've seen Amazon Marketplace stuff also doing the same sort of thing. So yeah. So they want to, the point of the legislation is to make that impossible, make it harder, make it illegal.
Yeah, it sounds like it would maybe make it illegal. They say they originally introduced this bill in 2019, and back then these bots were buying up, they say, in-demand holiday toys from consumers. Mm-hmm. It's probably still much of the same thing, like, you know, video games and all that. So now, like, since 2019, I feel like the problem has gotten worse. And so now it's probably a good time to try to reintroduce the bill.
Yeah, well, especially when you think about how a lot of retail has changed in the last year and a half. a lot of places, you know, implementing curbside or being able to order in advance and pick up in store kinds of things means that a lot more of that inventory is available online, which means it's probably a lot easier to automate going and buying all of it at once. So it definitely makes sense, I think, now that I know what a Grinch bot is. it makes a lot of sense that now would be a good time to do that, especially it would have been nice if they'd done it sooner, so this was already illegal during Christmas shopping season, but you know.
They kind of had other things on their minds, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm glad to hear it. And it's an interesting thing. This sort of sounds familiar to me as a person who has purchased concert tickets in the past. This definitely sounds like a thing I know from that. So
I'm glad you said that, because so this is expanding on an earlier law that was passed back in 2016, and that one banned these bots from bypassing these control measures to buy up ticket sales for public events like music concerts and sporting events. And so this new act would kind of apply the same rules, and the FTC would be involved in enforcing it.
Okay. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad to hear that this is a consumer law. That's good. And that is going to be useful in things. And so that is... I think that's important. Not a lot. It seems like there's a lot of things like this that get a bunch of opposition because corporations have a lot more money to spend on lobbying Congress than people do. So anything that looks like it might be good for people sometimes doesn't get as far as it should. So I'm glad to see that this might actually advance this time.
Didn't people come out with a shortcut for macOS when the last iPhone went on pre-order?
Yeah, it
I wonder,
Andrew,
if
didn't you write that up? It was like a prefabbed sort of.
Yeah.
But it would be one thing for one actual person. So that probably would fly under the radar of this, I would imagine. Because that's not a bot. That just, I did all the legwork already and not, I don't have to do it now at 5 a.m. Or whatever.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, it would be interesting. I didn't read the actual bill itself, so it would be interesting to see how like widespread or like how big of the umbrella would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it actually? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, well, we will find out more as this legislation advances. If this legislation advances, I guess I should maybe not be too optimistic. As if this legislation advances and we can find out more about it and see a little bit more about what sort of fallout it would have for regular folks who are doing things like shortcuts, we will let you know. We'll talk about it here and we will let you we will bring more information as it becomes available. I know it's a podcast, but watch this space. So there you go. We're going to move on to a new topic, which is going to be great, I promise. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who's Coinbase. So Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the cryptocurrency door. So it's, I know sometimes crypto can seem like a secret club to be in or something that's really exclusive, and regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase offers a trusted, easy to use platform that you can use to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency, and you'll have some at the end of the ad. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So whether you're new to cryptocurrency, you want to diversify, or you just want to better way to access markets and manage the assets you already have, you can start today with Coinbase. And here's how. You can get $10 in free Bitcoin if you go sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. That's coinbase.com/TDO. You will get $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is limited time only, so sign up today. And again, that's coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, the next thing we have is we're going to do a little bit. You'll hear this pop up occasionally for the next little while here on TDO. We are going to do a little bit of gift picking. And Jeff, you have some smart home gifts that you have put together for us over on the site. I will have a link to that article in the show notes. And go ahead and highlight one of those for us and tell us a little bit about what makes it a great gift.
I think one of the top ones that I've seen so far, and there's a few different options here, but if you've got someone who wants to get started in smart home automation or just smart home period, a standard electrical outlet converted to a smart outlet. And there's a lot of options out there. Eve makes one that is HomeKit only, so it's locked into the HomeKit ecosystem, but it also supports Thread. So next year when Matter comes out, it will support Matter.
Okay.
Miros has a couple of them on the market. My favorite right now is actually a smart power strip.
Ooh.
I've got this one from Eve. It's only three outlets, but I've got my two monitors plugged into it. So if I forget to turn my monitors off at night, I don't have to get up and do that.
You can just tell the assistant, right?
Yeah, I just tell S-Lady, turn off the monitors. I've also got it set up so that, because my Apple TV is plugged into one of my monitors, so when I change my lighting for movie time, it also turns off the other monitor.
Hey, that's very nifty.
You know?
A smart power strip is currently deeply relevant to my interests, as I just set up a Christmas tree last weekend, and being able to ensmarten all of those lights would be super duper handy. I used to just plug it into a Wemo, but I have like three outlets now. It's a whole Christmas at my house is an entire situation.
I get it.
It is occasionally referred to as Operation Griswold. So yep. Just to give you an idea. So yeah, I have three outlets this year because I got a new tree. So I have three outlets this year, or three plugs I have to worry about plugging in, and a smart power strip would be the answer to that. I was like, I can't plug this into the Wemo. It's not one plug like it used to be.
Right.
So yeah.
Well,
I definitely need to find out more.
Yeah, this is the one for you. You cannot have mine.
Oh. That's okay. I can go get my own. It'll be fine. I'll manage somehow. That is a great tip. And one of the things that I like about like smart outlets and things as a general rule of thumb, I guess, is that what's nice about them is that you can put that in a place that would normally be a really inconvenient thing to turn on and off, or the thing right. that you forget a lot to turn on and off. And then having the opportunity to be able to just say, hey, turn that off from wherever you are so that it's more convenient to make sure that that thing is off all the time. Super nice. So I really like that one. Andrew, what do you have for us in a gift picking yes. capacity?
So this is a service I've used and reviewed before. I think they're really nice. It is a photo printing service called Mimeo Photos.
Ooh, okay.
But what's great about them is that it's not just printing on paper. They have a whole bunch of different products. You can turn your photos into photo books, various types of canvases and tabletop decor, ooh. Cards, calendars, puzzles, blankets even.
Oh, look at that.
As another wow. example, I once was able to print out a photo on this like really cool metal plate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
And just in time, too, because they're actually, I haven't written it up yet, but they emailed me to say that they're coming out with a big update to their Mac OS app that gives you like keyboard shortcuts, better image deletion, zooming into your projects better. So, yeah, go check them out. They're really nice.
Interesting. And one of the things I like about this is there are some times. Everybody takes way more photos now than they used to, and this is a nice way that you can do something with all of those images. So I appreciate now, that's happening.
Andrew, how do they, I can't remember the name of how do they compare to, I can't remember if it's Snapstock or Snapphoto?
I've never used those services. There was another one that I use. I can't remember it either.
but there is one.
Yeah, there is one.
Snapfish.
And as far as Snapfish. I remember, Snapfish. I think okay. I do prefer Mimeo to the other one I tested.
Okay. Good to know. I also like they have the variety. So you can get a blanket or a coffee table book or different things. And pro tip, if you are a person who does like the shared photo albums so that everybody can share all the photos from that trip we took that time in 2019 or whatever, then you can put all those together and have that book yes. and put it and yeah. share that with folks, which can be a nice idea.
Right. So. Yep. Trip books. I did that too. So it's fun.
Yeah. And then the other nice thing about it is, you know, you just print like four or five of those for everybody that was on the trip and then maybe you're done shopping. That could be great. So I like mm-hmm. that a lot. So Jeff, do you have another pick for us?
I do.
I say that like I don't know and I totally know.
Right, right. But this is going to trigger you. Moby Fox.
Darn you.
this place, they seem to have gotten licensing for all the things.
That Kelly loves.
And so all the things that many of us like.
Yes.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, Hello Kitty, Powerpuff Girls, DC Comics, you name it. It seems like they've got the license to make watch bands mm-hmm. for it. And so these are watch bands that will fit on any series, any size of your Apple Watch. And even if you have not yet seen the light and you've got an Android smartwatch, they'll fit on most of those too.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have different flavors of Star Wars ones for people who are interested. There are Mandalorian ones. They already yep. have some Book of Boba Fett stuff. The Star Wars ones are really pretty. The Hello Kitty ones are really nice because only one of them is pink. There's a whole Hello Kitty situation there I won't get into right now, but they have a classic Hello Kitty watch band that I have my eye on and have had my eye on for quite a while. They're going to reel me in eventually. I know it. And my Visa started crying when you said Moby Fox. Like, it knows what's coming. I have to just put that out there now. Because and the thing is, they're all licensed. Like, that's the thing, is right. These are all licensed property. This isn't somebody making, you know, space fighter watch bands, you know, with familiar looking characters on them or anything like that. Like, these are legit. Yeah. So that's part of what makes them notable to me.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo watch bands are really Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Darth Vader is really Darth Vader.
Yeah.
It's not Rick Moranis.
Okay, but I would have that watch band too.
So say we all.
I like that one. The other thing that I like about, I just want to back up a minute because Andrew, we're going to head to you in a moment. But the other nice thing about the Mimeo photos is maybe you know somebody who does take a lot of really nice photos and you can get them. I'm presuming anyway, Andrew, they have an online gift card sort of thing. So you have a way to send somebody a gift without having to worry about shipping or supply chain.
Yeah, I'm sure they do have that option.
Yeah, so those are always nice things to consider, especially this year, as you go, even when it's not Christmas, you go looking and lots of shelves are empty. So, Andrew, give us one more pick.
All right, so this is a security-related tip. I know what? It's not Friday. Yep. So we've talked about this company before, Yubico. Mm-hmm. They make these physical, like, USB keys, the security keys,
yeah.
And you can use them for two-factor authentication. So this was recent news I wrote about maybe a couple weeks ago. They partnered with this company called Keyport to release this thing called a pivot organizer for your keys. So you can attach your regular car keys or house keys to it, as well as your Yubico key. Mm-hmm. And this is a metal heavy duty thingamabob.
Don't get too technical now.
Yeah. They say it can hold up to 8 keys or more if you get the extension kit. You can put it in your pocket or it comes with a lanyard. But what's really cool is that Keyport has a couple of, they call them add-on modules that integrate with the pivot. So you can also add a smart remote, a charging cable, a knife, and a 12 lumen flashlight.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that you need to know, and the thing you need to know is that I've purchased hair barrettes that are like, they have a screwdriver and a little sharp place so you can open a box, and like the other end of it is a screwdriver. Like, I have these barrettes. And so when you're telling me I can do this kind of thing with my keys, yeah, apparently I need to go do some Yubico shopping as well. That's kind of what I'm hearing.
I'll send you the link.
You hear that, Visa? Okay. Well, and the other thing about Yubico is, like, this is a company that's been around a long time. Their product is a known piece of hardware. It's a thing that's really reliable. The two-factor mm-hmm. part of it is really nice. Like, as a piece of hardware and as a service that helps keep your data safe, they're a great company for that kind of stuff. And their devices work with all kinds of things. So they have ones with a lightning port, a lightning plug on it, so you can plug it into your phone if you need to authenticate.
Oh,
you can
get handy.
Whatever flavor of USB you need, or you know, that's a thing that you can do too. So uh-huh. there's a lot of options available if it's something that you want to make sure that you're keeping your data safe. That's a really nice way to do it. So,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I would recommend them as well. So that's going to do it for us today. If you have some suggestions or if there's anything that you want to find out more about, you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. If you like to keep it old school with the email address, you can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter or just leave a comment in the show notes. So Jeff and Andrew, thanks so much for coming by. I'm happy to have you. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.